Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
Right, and of course the man, as we said, who just had an absolute blinder for the Panthers, joins us right now, Nathan Cleary. Congratulations, mate.
Cheers, thank you.
We have to just, how are you feeling? Obviously you had the problem of the cellulitis during the week, painful. How are you today?
Yeah, I feel a lot better today. I pulled up after the game. Obviously a bit swollen and that, but woke up yesterday, I was alright, and then even better today. So still on the antibiotics, and face is starting to look a bit more normal, but it's alright.
What about goal kicking for you? Was that an issue?
I'd like to blame it on the cellulitis, but I don't know if it really was. I think I was maybe just a bit distracted by my ugly head on the big screen. Put a few doubtful things in my mind, but I'll hopefully turn that around this week.
Hey, Nath, can you take us through the couple of days before? Because I don't think until after the game we realised how serious it was. You were actually in hospital the day before, were you?
Yeah, so pretty much like I woke up with it on Monday, and I sort of did half a training session on Monday and got an antibiotic, saw the doctor, and thought it kind of, was just kind of fingers crossed that it'd be gone by game day. And then, yeah, the antibiotics just weren't really working. So came to Wednesday, cabin's run, came in, was even worse then. Went up to the hospital and, wasn't feeling too well, but then got on the drip. And after I got on the drip, I was pretty much sweet, like it was the best I'd felt all week. And woke up Thursday and was, yeah, good to go.
Hey, Nathan, congratulations, mate. Outstanding couple of weeks. Is it fair to say that James Maloney was holding you back last year?
No, I don't think that's the way to say it. I think I'm very grateful that I got to play with Jimmy, and I learned a lot of stuff off him. I think the way I've been able to play this year is almost credit to him as well. He's taught me a lot of good things.
Now you came through the system, didn't you, with Luai, and that combination, mate, seems to be working a treat at the moment. So how long have you two guys been playing together?
Yeah, so we've been playing together since pretty much Harold Matthews, so under-16s. Panthers was the first time we played together, and played through the grades there and became pretty good mates. So it's been really good to have him as my halves partner at the start of the year. I thought he's the last 2 weeks probably his two best games as well. He's starting to really find his feet. And he was kind of the same. He was biding his time behind Jimmy and never complained once. So it's good to have him in the halves now.
Nathan, what about Appy Corrissau, mate? I would have thought him coming back to your club with his experience and the way he can control the ruck would help your game somewhat. Is that a fair statement? Do you think that yourself?
Oh, yeah, for sure. You know, I can't speak highly enough of Appy. The way just the impact he's had on our team, the way he rolls our forwards forward, just takes a lot of pressure off me and the rest of the outside backs. He's very crafty around the hooker position, but just his toughness and leadership as well. Like, I think that's a pretty underrated aspect of Appy too. So, I can't speak highly enough to him. He's been awesome and love playing with him.
Well, let's talk about that pack, Nathan. Last couple of weeks, you've had some stiff competition. They are relentless, mate. We spoke about it at depth last week. I mean, their appetite for contact and the way that they go about their business is so impressive.
Yeah, they've been unbelievable. I think I think all of them had a really good preseason. I think bringing in someone like Zane Tavano helped them too. Just, you know, he's a real winner. He's been at the Roosters club. He's a tough man, and you see the way they train at training. It's full on, and they take them to the game. And I'm pretty glad they're wearing Panthers jerseys at the moment.
And what about, tell us a bit about Liam Martin. He looks like he's, when he runs out there, he's crazy. You wouldn't want him running at you. But then there was a nice article in the paper today about how intelligent he is, and he was quoted saying, his mate says, the smartest dumb bloke they know. So what's he like? Give us an insight.
That is so true. He's super book smart. Like, you'd never pick it, but street smart. Yeah, I think he's probably one of the dumber ones in the team. But he's a good man, Liam. Everyone loves him around the club. He's a good laugh. And as you said, on the field, he's as tough as they come. So he's a good one.
If he's up there with the dumbest, are you brave enough to throw any other teammates under the bus?
I don't think I'll throw any under. I think he's number one, though.
There's a bit of charisma going on in your back line too. Brian To'o, he's terrific to watch.
Yeah, this is another good one. I think we've got a real good bunch there of just kind of young guys and older guys. And I think the good thing is everyone's just kind of happy to be themselves, and they're comfortable doing that. And Dizzle shows that he's definitely a character, and he's just super good to have around. So much energy, and on the field, you know, he's an absolute beast.
And you are obviously, we talked about James Maloney a little earlier, but you're obviously comfortable just being the general of this football team now.
Yeah, for sure. I think I've always kind of wanted to do that. I've kind of done that in most teams I've played in growing up. Kind of had that role when I first came in the first grade as well. So, that's why it was good to have Jimmy. He taught me a few more things that I probably didn't know before that. And now I think I'm kind of primed to do it. And, you know, I'm really enjoying it.
Well, congratulations, mate. Your form is spectacular. Your team sits at the top of the table. It all looks well for the season as it goes ahead.
Cheers. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thanks.